Hello and welcome to Head of the Curve. I'm Ulrike Hoffmann-Borchardi, CIO for the Americas and Head of Global Equities for UBS Wealth Management. Amid all the headlines from last week, let me share what signals stood out to me and what key market events lie ahead this week. Two signals emerged from last week's data, from inflation numbers and from Oracle's earnings report. Signal one came from the latest inflation prints. August producer and consumer prices came in largely in line with expectations. This, in our view, cements the rate cut on Wednesday. Higher month-over-month prices in core non-transportation goods are likely due to tariffs, which we think the Fed will largely deem as one-off effects. Also, both headline and core PPI showed services inflation starting to decelerate. All of this makes the inflation picture look more benign. And what may initially have been seen as a politically motivated rate cut is now viewed as an economically justified one, a shift that likely helped flatten the yield curve more recently. The second signal was Oracle's earnings for its quarter ending in August. Oracle stock gained 36% on Wednesday to post its best daily return in over 30 years. The reason? Its staggering cloud revenue projections. From $10 billion last year to $144 billion in annual cloud revenue by 2030, driven by its contracts with OpenAI and the private sector joint venture Stargate that plans to build out $500 billion worth AI infrastructure in the US in the next 4 years. This suggests a continued strong momentum in the build-out of AI architecture. In our view, the CapEx intensity of AI is still underappreciated. We estimate that we need 5 times the amount of compute than is currently installed to support consumer, enterprise, and agentic AI by 2030. One signal that is starting to emerge and is worth watching is the increasing importance of Chinese open source models. Open source models are like recipes that are freely shared. Closed source models, on the other hand, are like recipes that are kept secret. You can taste the final dish, you can use the AI, but you can't see how it's made. The US maintains the top spot for large language models overall, with closed source models by OpenAI, Anthropic, and Alphabet leading the widely cited benchmarks on public leaderboards. On the other hand, Chinese open source models, DeepSeek, Alibaba's Gwen, and Kimi, are now the top open source models globally, ahead of Meta's Llama and Europe's Mistral models. Also, Chinese open source models are set to exceed the number of total downloads of other regional models this year, according to Hugging Face data. They are just becoming not only the most intelligent, but also the most widely used open source models globally. So after more than 4 decades of leveraging its physical labor advantage, China is now translating this strength into a new frontier, digital labor through AI. Lastly, zooming back into next week, the most important event will be the Fed meeting on Wednesday. We expect a 25 basis points cut with a dovish tilt due to the persistent labor market softness and a manageable inflation picture. And since this is a quarterly meeting, we will also get the dot plots with projections for GDP growth, unemployment, and inflation. Currently, the market prices in a terminal rate of 2.9% for January 27, 26 basis points for this week, and 70 basis points for the remaining meetings this year, largely in line with our expectations of 4 cuts by January. So when we pull it all together, we now have 2 drivers stimulating the US economy, a favorable interest rate outlook and capital investments from both structural and policy drivers. And that, together with our benign outlook on commodity prices, paves the way for an improving economics and earnings outlook into next year. We therefore see the risk reward in US equities skewed to the upside. On US bonds, we see the expected rate path properly reflecting the labor market weakness and an improving economic picture over the next quarters. With this, stay well and stay ahead.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/working with us. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.